movie where the monkey played the lead singer in a rock band. That was, we talked about it, but then it was gone like in a week or so. What was that movie? What was that? I forgot. Remember that? The monkey played the rock lead rock singer in a band?
Yeah, yeah. The name is escaping me.
I know.
Right,
you forgot the name, too.
Yeah.
He's typing. I can hear. I hear the wheels turning.
I was trying to get it for you here real quick.
Monkey and rock band. Monkey shines, rock band.
Yeah. All right. We're gonna have to go on from this one because it's escaping me right now. But yeah, only out for a couple days here early on. So
we'll figure it out.
There we go. Yep.
Okay. Hey man, you have a great week. We're gonna catch some of those Oscar nominated movies coming up this weekend and next weekend. And we'll talk to you next Friday, my friend.
Yep, and by the way, the movie is Better Man. It just escaped me. The movie was Better Man. It was only out for a couple weeks. It is great, though, and everyone here that screened it loved it.
Yeah.
Just about a pop star that wasn't as popular in the U.S., but check out when Better Man comes to whatever format. It is a good movie.
All right, my friend.
Otherwise, I'm looking forward to talking to you next week about our picks.
We do the Oscar picks next week. All right. Yep. Talk to you then.
See you,
bye-bye. Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. It's 8:01. Let's check news. See what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Receive Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Gaza ceasefire deal on shaky ground a day after three empty buses exploded near Tel Aviv following Hamas handover of four bodies. DNA testing later showed one was not hostage Shiri Bibas, mother of two young boys whose remains were returned. Correspondent Deborah Patta.
The announcement has reignited fears that this could jeopardize the fragile Gaza ceasefire. We will ensure that Hamas pays the full price for this cruel and evil violation of the agreement, said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Israel says the remains were actually those of a Gazan woman. Hamas is asking for their return. A federal judge has given the Trump administration the green light to proceed with federal job cuts. At least 10,000 government workers have already been laid off, among them Kate Sandland, who moved to D.C. when she was hired at the NIH recently.
I wiped out my savings account. I maxed out my credit card. I had to take out a loan. People like me, where I'm from, rural Alabama, like these kind of jobs don't happen to people like me.
Democrats in the Senate staged a votorama overnight, holding up ultimate passage of funding for mass deportations. Republican Tom Tillis spoke out against an opposing bill.
Securing the border must remain the top priority in reducing crime, and this amendment does not adequately support necessary safety improvements, so I urge you to vote no.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul's decided not to use her power to remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams from office after the Justice Department decided to drop corruption charges against him. But she says she will impose more oversight.
My strong belief is that the will of the voters and the supremacy and sanctity of democratic elections preclude me from any other action.
New study finds climate change is shrinking glaciers faster than ever.
A massive new study finds climate change is accelerating the melting of the world's mountain glaciers. They're shrinking twice as fast now as they were in the early 2000s. Glaciers in Alaska are melting the fastest, but the smaller glaciers of Central Europe are shrinking fast too. The Alps are now 39% smaller than they were in the year 2000, and scientists worry they could eventually disappear. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
The lyrics to Canada's national anthem sound a little different ahead of the country's win over the U.S. at the Four Nations hockey face-off in Boston.
Oh,
singer switched the words from "in all of us command" to "all of us command" after President Trump's threats to make Canada the U.S. 51st state. Team USA lost to Canada 3-2 in OT. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Gateway Technical College has been eliminated. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju says that the decision was difficult but was necessary to protect crucial federal funding. A vacant house went up in flames last night in Union Grove. No injuries were reported. There have been multiple fire incidents in Racine County this week, including that duplex explosion in Racine where two people survived. Mount Pleasant officials have delayed road work on Newman Road due to the weather. The project, originally scheduled to start Monday, will now begin in April. No pets were harmed when smoke filled the Petland store last night. It was a possible electrical issue. More information about that incident can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. And health officials remind the public that harm reduction vending machines with Narcan are fully operational and constantly stocked. There are a number of the machines across Racine and Kenosha. Each municipality has a map of where they're located. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beating the Clippers at Fiserv Forum, 116-110. Giannis Antetokounmpo back after missing six games, leading the team with 23 points in just 24 minutes of playing time. Head coach Doc Rivers, though, pleased with the team's defensive performance in the fourth quarter.
I thought we guarded the ball. I thought our length was a major factor out there. I thought Brooke, Jericho, Giannis, Kuz, all just their length. That was big for us.
College basketball, Marquette on the road against Villanova. Shaka Smart says whenever the Golden Eagles play at home, he's inspired by the banner that honors two former coaches.
I look up in the rafters and I just think about those guys, and I think about Al McGuire and Hank Raymond's. Just what they put into this program, how they created success, the fact that they went through adversity just like we do. Their road wasn't always a smooth one.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Happy Friday. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 10 above. Very similar for Saturday. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. And then warming up quite a bit on Sunday into the upper 30s. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
And now it's putting family in perspective for me, you know, now that my kids are leaving. You have these kids, they take up the whole house, and then before you know it, they're on their way out. And they don't even remember the first 5 years that you did all that stuff for them. They have no memory of it. Then the last 4 years, they're just trying to get away. So you get, well, 8 years in the middle? I'm not sure it's worth it. I told my daughter before she left, just so you know, I did all of this for you. I didn't want this house. I didn't want to live in this town. I didn't want any of these animals. I don't even have friends anymore. All my friends are your friends' parents. I did this all for you. And now you're gonna go? I should go. You could have it all. Just give me a backpack with a Van Halen CD and some weed, and I'll go back to living the life I was living before I met you.
Dance
Beatles covering a Chuck Berry hit, rock and roll music, 810. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, this is kind of a feel-good story. Looks like this lady might finally be able to retire now. A family in South Carolina ordered Domino's pizza, and the doorbell cam got video of the 72-year-old delivery driver falling on her porch. She dropped all the food, but they didn't care. They just wanted to make sure she was okay. Thankfully, she was okay. The video went viral on TikTok, and people felt bad for her, so the family started the campaign to give her really a nice tip. People donated over $268,000 to help her retire. See? A little trip on the porch. Look what it turned out to. That's a good story. I like to have happy endings like that. Yeah. It's 8:11. Local news, timeless hits. We've got sunshine on tap today with a high near 26. Gonna be a nice weekend. Sunny tomorrow, partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 36 degrees on Sunday. Here are the Foundations.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together.
Turtles, happy together. It's 8:17, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. If you think you ever had a bad airline flight, this was back in 2023. A 16-hour flight from New Zealand to New York had to turn around halfway because there was a fire at New York's JFK Airport. So the plane went all the way back to New Zealand. So the passengers flew for more than 16 hours just to land where they all started from. Here's Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Cynthia Erivo is on a roll. She's nominated for Best Actress for the film Wicked, which is also nominated for Best Picture. Erivo got her start on Broadway and has now come full circle as it's just been announced she will host the 2025 Tony Awards. The Tonys celebrate the best of Broadway and will be held at Radio City Music Hall June 8th and air on CBS and Paramount+. Speaking of people on a roll, let's add Jeremy Allen White to that list. Star of the award-winning show The Bear, White is also playing Bruce Springsteen in a new biopic about the rock icon. Let's add a new Netflix series to that as well called Enigma Variations. Yahoo Entertainment reports the two-time Emmy-winning actor will also executive produce the limited series. White will play Paul, the main character who becomes romantically involved with men and women. I assume there's more to the story, but that was the most attention-getting headline. There is no official release date yet, but the show will drop eventually on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartments presents Mary's Unique Boutique Spring Shopping Spree. Thursday, March 20th, noon till 4. Shop for spring or Easter. Be one of the first 10 non-resident shoppers and get a $25 pick and save gift card. Take a tour of the newly renovated 1 and 2 bedroom apartments and be entered in a drawing for a $100 pick and save gift card. Sign a 15-month lease and get 1 month free rent. Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant. Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by. Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
with local news. And now, Timeless Hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. Sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Drifters, Benny King and crew, onto the boardwalk at WRJN Local News Timeless Hits, where it's going to be sunny today with 126. It's 12 and sunny right now at Radio Park. Well, they asked what extreme things people would do to get rid of their student loans. 57%, more than half, would take a punch in the face from Mike Tyson. You really think so, huh? 40% would shave a year off their life. Really? 21% would wear the same outfit every day for the rest of their life. And 7% would cut their pinky finger off. Whoa! Those are extreme things to do just to get rid of your student loan.
Maybe I know that he's been cheating. Maybe I know that he's been untrue. But what can I do? I hear them whispering when I walk by. He's gonna break her heart and make her. Treating me
Sugar, sugar. It's 8:30 at WRJN. Let's check news of the morning. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In response to federal directives, Gateway Technical College has eliminated its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office. The move comes as educational institutions face the potential loss of federal funding for maintaining race-based programs. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju emphasized in a statement that while the decision was difficult, it was necessary to safeguard federal support. A basement fire to start the week, a duplex exploded midweek, and now another fire, this one west of the eye. There was a major response in Racine County last night with crews from all over called a Union Grove for a house fire. It was a vacant home ablaze with nearby houses evacuated due to the strength and growth of the fire. Like with the other responses this week, DPW is called in to salt where water had turned to ice. A cause of the fire last night isn't known. There's also still an investigation into the cause of the duplex that blew up in Racine this week. Two people did survive that blast. Cancel that traffic alert. Mount Pleasant officials say due to weather, they're going to delay the work that was to start next week on Newman Road. It was going to begin Monday and last a few weeks. The updated information says work will now start in April. The world's richest man might be paying for some of the local TV commercials on your tube. You can learn more about the Musk media efforts in the state Supreme Court online. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Happy Friday. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A nice wrap-up to the work week. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low near 10 above. Very similar for Saturday. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-20s. And then warming up quite a bit on Sunday into the upper 30s. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
It's the easiest thing in the world. Find someone to love. It's a good thing to do. Just find one. You got to find one. There's billions out there. Find one person that doesn't make you throw up when they take their clothes off. That's it. It's a very simple thing. I mean, look, making it work can be tricky. Because that's when people have ideas of what it's supposed to be. You have to, when you're with someone young, you look at them. This isn't the person you're going to be with, right? This is, you have to look 30 years down the road. Who's, what is this? You have to look at your guy now and picture him 30 years from now. Three times the size. Just like a snowman of blubber around this guy. Bald, bald. Or worse, just three hairs like a doll that's been caught in a fire.
Don Rosen,
basketball tonight. Dick Rousseff is here to tell us about this game. It's a big game, too, right?
Yeah, tonight Waterford travels to Union Grove, and it's a trap game for Waterford. If they look ahead to next week's title showdown with Stolzha Central, they could lose this game tonight because the first time around, Waterford only beat Union Grove by 4 points at Waterford. So they got to take care of business tonight, not worry about next week yet.
Yeah,
so it's a big game.
When do the playoffs begin? What's the first game?
Playoffs will be in 2 weeks. So on Sunday, they will bracket all the teams in the state, and then they'll start the following Thursday.
And where can we see those brackets? A WIAA site? The Wisconsin Interscholastic Association? Yeah, I think they'll have the brackets there. We could see what they look like. And, of course, we'll be carrying a lot of those games on WRGN, and if we're not carrying the game, you can still hear it at DG Sports. Let me get that exact site here because I don't want to screw it up for people. Okay, it's dgsports.mixlr.com. So if WRGN isn't carrying the game because we have another commitment, dgsports.mixlr.com. And if people are out of the listing area, let's say you got a grandma in Tacoma or you got an aunt in Plover or something where you can't hear us, dgsports.mixlr.com. Union Grove is my wife's alma mater. She's, I don't know what their mascot is, but that's what she is.
A Bronco.
Is it Bronco? I don't know. I was at one of her high school reunions there. That's all I had. So I took a tour of the school and everything. But it's right there, right a little north of the downtown area in Union Grove, right by the county park, the county fair park, just a little bit north of there. So, okay. So the big game tonight, it's pregame 6:30, tip-off at 7 p.m. Then after this, we actually have another game coming up scheduled for, let me get it here, I can't see. It's too far away. Eyes aren't what they used to be. We've got one Thursday, February 27th with Stolzha Central at Waterford. Was this a game you changed around?
Yeah, this is the game I flexed. That will be the game for the Southern Lakes title. They both will probably come in with only one loss, so it's a big game. Very exciting.
And these kids, you know, I'm excited for them. It's a big thing. A lot of them aren't going into this profession, but still, it's something you look back on someday, 20, 30 years from now, you look back to the big game, and that's pretty good. Okay, so tonight's game is Waterford at Union Grove, pregame 6:30, tip-off 7 o'clock. And Thursday's game will be February 27th with Stolzha Central at Waterford. Pregame 6:30 p.m. Tip-off 7 p.m. And this game will determine the Southern Lakes Conference title. So a lot of big high school basketball action happening, and Dick Rousseff is in charge of it here on WRJN. One more time, if we're not carrying any of the games, you can hear them at dgsports.mixlr.com. We'll be listening tonight, my friend.
Thanks, Don.
Talk to you soon. Bye. Okay, Dick Rousseff. Watching the basketball courts for us. 8:36, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Ah, sweet baby James Taylor. Love this song, Fire and Rain. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. Walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend. But I always thought that I'd see you again. Won't you look down upon me, Jesus? You gotta help me make a stand. You just got to see me through another day. My body's aching and my time is at hand. I won't make it any other way.
days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you again. Been walking my mind to an easy time, my back turned towards the sun. Lord knows when the cold wind blows, it'll turn your head around. Well, there's hours of time on the telephone line to talk about things to come. Sweet dreams and flying machines in pieces on the ground. Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend, but I always thought that I'd see you, baby, one more time again. Thought I'd see you one more time again. There's just a few things coming my way this time around. Now thought I'd see.
Byron Rain, James Saylor, 839, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 26, clear lows around 10 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, highs near 29. We're getting there. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 36. It's going to be beautiful weather for that chilly ice walk downtown Racine this weekend. Yeah, they invite you to go down to the chilly ice walk Saturday, tomorrow. You can sample over 10 locations serving chili. See fun ice sculpting, have the kids play along with the scavenger hunt. It all runs from noon to 4, downtown Racine. It's tomorrow, noon to 4. Beautiful weather for it. Learn more by clicking the Racine Downtown link at our website, WRJN.com. Should be a fun day tomorrow. All right, here's a good story for you. Want a feel-good story? All right. People are praising a school bus driver in Kentucky named Larry Farish for being an outstanding human being. He found out that a six-year-old boy on the bus was sad because he didn't have pajamas to wear for pajama day at school. Larry dropped everything off at the school, rushed to a store, bought some pajamas for him, brought them back so he can change into the pajamas for pajama day and put a smile on his face. Isn't that a great bus driver? In kindergarten, we had bus drivers. That was the only bus driver I had. Mr. Clancy. He was such a nice guy, too. I'm telling you, bus drivers, they can change your life. Especially if you go into school and you're a little kid. Good, I like that. Here come the Beach Boys, Sloop John B.
We come on the Sloop John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau Town we did roam. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail,
Chandels, I think we're alone now. Make it 8:46 here at WRJN. 15 minutes before 14. I can't even tell time. 14 minutes before 9 o'clock. A grocery shopper flashed a gun after he was confronted for having more than 10 items or less in the express lane. Whoa. Here are the top five most annoying people at the grocery store. Well, that guy, obviously. How about the customer who makes the rest of the line wait because they forgot something? The little brat who has a meltdown in the cereal aisle. The customer who ignores the take-a-number machine and just barks her order at the deli order counter. People who haven't seen each other in a while and block the aisle with their carts to catch up on life. And the bagger who puts the chips at the bottom of the bags. The little brat has got a meltdown in the cereal aisle. I've seen that before. I've never run that. I don't think they have that 10 items or less lane open anymore. They only have like one lane open at the supermarket I go to. All the rest is the do-it-yourself thing where people steal groceries, the do-it-yourself one where they pretend to they pretend to scan something. I watch all these videos of people shoplifting, and it's always at one of those self-checkout things because they always pretend to scan something and they don't scan it. If they got rid of those, they probably get rid of a lot of the shoplifting. It's 8:47, local news, timeless hits coming up in just a moment. We're going to get do a catch-up on sports with Mike Clemens here at WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at chulavistaresort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Celebrate any occasion with a timeless gift. From a beautiful necklace to a dazzling diamond engagement ring to a stunning, one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure. Von Hassel Jewelers offers the perfect way to make someone feel special. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Mike Clemens is here, our sports guy, and we have a lot of sports to talk about, and it all revolves around the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's start with them. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, Bobby Portis is one of their star players. A guy comes in off the bench, he's good for 20 points a game, and suddenly he gets suspended for 25 games. This comes out about 10 o'clock yesterday. We talked about it on WRJN. So it turns out he thought he was taking – he had an elbow injury, and he thought he was taking a painkiller anti-inflammatory called Toradol, and actually he'd been taking Tramadol, which had just been added to the banned list of painkillers from the NBA last spring. So this actually has been going on a while, because we talked to Doc Rivers about this before last night's game. And so, you know, what happened is these players, they have their own personal assistants that help them get it through each day. And so this personal assistant said, oh, you know, inflammation, pain, here, go ahead, take this pill. Well, you know, the personal assistant did not realize that that was now on the new list of banned substances since last spring. Bobby tests positive for it. NBA, you know, sends up the red flag, lets him know. And so, I mean, 25 games for making an honest mistake like that. And so Doc Rivers was asked, are you guys going to appeal this? And he said, no, no. He kind of rolled his eyes like, you know, he's a coach. He can't say things against the league. But this is pretty much a done deal. They've been in negotiations, and then they found this out yesterday, you know, at 10 a.m., but no, we're slapping him with the full fine. It's 25 games. That means, as a player, now see, the Bucks have 29 games left on their regular season schedule going into last night's win over the L.A. Clippers. So he'll be back for the last four games of the regular season before they get into the postseason. And the Bucks they'll make it to the playoffs. But he could lose $150,000 a night. The Journal Sentinel says this morning he could be out $2.8 million for taking the wrong pill.
I guess they have a zero tolerance policy where that's, it just is. But it sounds like an honest mistake. It's basically a different version of the drug. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure from now on people are going to be checking the drugs they take.
Well, yeah, you know, he thought he was taking Toradol. Instead, he took Tramadol. It sounds like an episode of Seinfeld, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know? So, and this is right after, you know, Bobby talked to the reporters on Wednesday, right after practice, we're down there, and he said, because he talked about, hey, we're back from the All-Star break. We've got some of these new players they brought in after they traded away Chris Middleton to the Wizards. And, you know, things seem to be rolling along. And then if we get Giannis back from this calf injury, we should make a run at it. And then someone said, oh, by the way, you know, the news is out this morning that those seven guys suspected of breaking into your house last fall in Fox Point. Remember he did a video where said, you know, I need help. If anybody knows anything about this, they took my prized possessions. that these guys had also broken into the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes' house.
Well, they caught some of them. I saw
it's caught and charged seven
of them.
Yeah, Bobby said, yeah, he says, my mom called me at 7:03 this morning. I usually get up at 9:30. Like, Ma, what are you doing calling? She's watching the TV, like the Today Show. They say, hey, they've caught those seven guys and just charged them. So, you know, justice, right? So he talked about that. And also, Doc Rivers told an interesting story. He said, yeah, you know, to go from that, to hear that, you know, they've caught the guys that broke into your home and maybe they can trace back some of your belongings, and now this, you know, 25-game suspension. And Doc Rivers told an interesting story. He says, you know, this happened to my son, Austin. Doc Rivers, the head coach, his son, Austin, was an NBA player. Now he's an analyst out in L.A., I think for ESPN. And he said that when they had this rash of break-ins out in L.A. where they broke into LeBron James' house and then Taylor Swift, they also broke into Austin Rivers' house. And Doc said, I'd like to know how my son got on that list with those guys, you know.
Those A-listers. And these geniuses, these morons, actually posted photos of them wearing their ill-gotten loot.
That's right. I saw that.
These guys got to be the dumbest.
Crazy?
They got to be the dumbest crooks.
Well, yeah, you know, that's probably why they're crooks, right? So anyway, that's the situation for the Bucks. They lose a guy who can average like 20 points a game for them, a guy that they bring off the bench, you know, a veteran. But, you know, whatever, he'll be fresh and ready to go for the postseason when he comes back in 25 games. So the Bucks win last night 116-110 over a good L.A. Clippers team. And then they had to get on a plane, fly to Washington. They've got five games in the next 8 days. I mean, it's like they take the All-Star break, and now they got to cram a bunch of great games in. They're in Washington tonight, fortunately, against, like, the worst team in the NBA. But Chris Middleton, the guy that they just traded there, their veteran, he's expected to play. He's off the injury list. So Giannis was talking about, yeah, I'm going to have fun. I'm going to block his shots. I'm going to be in his face. We're going to have fun with this.
Okay, we've got the Golden Eagles. They are playing where tonight?
They're in Villanova, okay, taking on the Wildcats. The Golden Eagles had lost a couple games and had fallen in the rankings. They're up as high as 7th. They're now 16th ranked. But they're going to play. And Cam Jones has been the, you know, one of their leading scorers. But this Stephen Mitchell is coming on. You know, Shaka Smart was talking about him, the head coach, that he remembers when he was a freshman, and they let him on the floor and didn't know what he's doing, but they loved his energy. Well, he's doing that for them now in his senior year. So Cam Jones, Stevie Mitchell, those are the two guys to watch for Marquette and scoring tonight against Villanova. And then tomorrow, got a Badgers game on WRJN. They're taking on the Oregon Ducks. Now, Oregon, although they're not ranked, they're 19-8. I watched them just by chance the other night. They beat the Hawkeyes in Iowa 80-78, so they're a pretty good team.
Why aren't they ranked?
Because there's just more teams, you know, with better rankings, you know, better performances, more scoring that get them into the top 25. So it's those two teams tomorrow, Badgers at the Kohl Center, 11 a.m. against the Ducks.
Okay, now we also have Brewers spring training going on now.
Yeah, Brewers spring training, and an interesting controversial statement from Mark Antanasio, the owner. You know, first Pat Murphy talked to the reporters, and then Mark came in. And they said, hey, wow, so, you know, your first year with Craig Counsell gone and Pat Murphy gets these guys to win the division. Now, you lost a couple of key players like Willy Adames to free agency, but, you know, what do you think is going to happen this year? And he goes, well, you know, I think we're doing a great job of entertaining baseball fans in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. And these young players have seen what's happened. If you come to Milwaukee and you play hard for 4 or 5 years, you know, you can go on to bigger and better things. And it's like, we're asking about winning. asking about what's going to take to get to a World Series. And, you know, when Mark came in 20 years ago with his group of investors, you know, the team, that's the thing you were getting from Bud Selig and then later his daughter, Wendy, when Bud became the commissioner. Like, hey, we're in a small market. You're lucky to have us here. You know, and this was refreshing. And Antanasio said, we're here to win a World Series. He's not saying that anymore. It's like, well, you just described a minor league team. You know, your fans are expecting you to do whatever it takes to get to a World Series again. And so that's, those comments, I mean, he talked for like 20 minutes. And that's like, what's with the attitude here? You know, either start saying that you need a salary cap or whatever, because You know, he's up against franchises that are spending $300, $400 million a year for their payroll, and he's only spending about $120 million.
And on the last few seconds, my wife and I saw The Green and Gold the other day in theaters.
It was good. How was it?
It was really good. Very good. And people will recognize some of the sights. You know the curvy road up there in Door County?
Yeah.
In Sister Bay? The curvy road is in the film. They show them driving down that curvy road.
Nice.
And you'll recognize some of the sights. And it's they show some classic Packers highlights when Brett Favre was with the Packers.
Yeah.
That's when the thing takes place. And
Craig T. Nelson plays this old farmer.
He plays a farmer who, I'm not going to ruin too much of the movie,
yeah,
but he kind of makes a bet with the bank that if the Packers go all the way, they'll extend his loan for a year, interest-free.
Yeah. And was my scene in there? You're telling me they cut my scene?
In
the film.
They cut your scene. You were very... You were very, what's the word I'm looking for, convincing playing yourself in this film. Yeah, that guy. But Charlie Behrens is in there, and it's really a good movie. It's a feel-good movie, and if you're from Wisconsin, you really have a good time in this film.
Oh, fine. Charlie Behrens, sure. Yeah, hey. Charlie Behrens.
He plays a disc jockey at WDOR in Door County.
I think there's actually...
There's
a station with those call letters.
Yeah, they had the mic flag and everything in the film there, yeah.
That's funny.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Mike Clemens. Yeah, okay. Mike Clemens, it's 9 o'clock on the nose. It's news time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is vowing revenge after DNA testing proved human remains said to have been those of Israeli mother Shiri Bibas actually belonged to a Gazan woman. The BBC's Sebastian Usher is in Jerusalem.
Hamas has responded by saying human remains might have become mixed due to Israeli airstrikes. Hamas has always claimed that an Israeli airstrike was responsible for the deaths of the Bibas children.